conversation.
Of course.
Okay. All right. Point one is, I wish I had the idea to that book of asking our TED friends a couple of simple questions and seeing the amazing creativity and willingness of the people come to fruition. Of course, not underestimating at all the hard work it is to finally put something together. Second point is, why are people willing to do this? And that is, of course, Mr. Kidder himself, being one of the most generous people I know with his time. And I remember when we were in Monterey many years ago at TED, him just setting me down on the street there with his PowerPoint deck, explaining to me why having a personal advisory board actually is something good, useful, helps you grow. Why not take principles from corporate world and take them into the private life? Having this boundary between private and public actually resolve is another interesting topic. And secondly, it is your judgment of making things happen by investing your capital and getting much more actually return on investment there than normal people would do. Example for that is you sitting us down with, you know, American Express and saying you guys should talk. We guys talked, and an amazing workshop where the right people actually got convinced that social data is a pretty important thing for Amex came out of it. So let's come up with another couple of things. So, of course, I haven't read the whole book yet. I mean, it's that you're aware of. I could say much more if I'd actually... Yeah, I know it's... But I figured better now something than, you know, never something perfect. So back to the question which I actually had for you. What are you most excited about?
About the book?
Yeah.
Well, I think that, so the summary, could you read the introduction, the summary?
I flicked through the entire book and just sort of on the laptop for about probably an hour.
If you read the introduction, there's kind of what I'm most excited about is that this has given me a new prism to look at the world of building companies through. And it's a new, and I think that this is something that sits above the kind of the vision of a company and execution. It's kind of the lenses that you look at all of the choices and decisions that you make in your company through. And if they don't meet that criteria, you know, then they're probably not worth doing. And the ones that are, they are worth doing, it allows you to focus in an extraordinary way. So that's actually the most encouraging thing is that, you know, when you build a company, it's kind of you living out your own little movie, you know? and you only get to live out a couple movies in your life. But this journey, for me and hopefully others, is now you get to watch 40 movies, and you suddenly know and understand, like, the stories and the plots and the character development and, you know, all those good things that happen and the bad things that happen, as well as some of the decisions on the way. You get a brand new perspective on building companies. I think that lens provides courage, but also criteria. And that's, you know, at the end of the day, everyone has the same amount of time, and the time and energy and decisions and money you spend is either deployed well or not well. And this is how, hopefully, going to help people change the way they deploy their time, resources, money, and decisions to give them courage.
Too abstract for a blurb. Try again in a couple of sentences. As you said before, the willingness of people to help you. And I clearly said it in a way which I believe people are willing to help you because they know you as a very generous person, both with your time and with your social capital. Bring me a second point that I can boil down from my perspective, if you don't mind.
I think for me, the most important contribution this book can make to someone is how they make their decisions in starting and scaling their company.
Okay.
it. And secondly, it's going to give them a new sense of courage in the journey of those two contributions to their lives, the decisions and the criteria.
Yeah. Would you have said, and I don't want to, you know, do this like an interview, but would you have said that the commonalities that emerged by talking to those people surprised you more than the differences? I would expect the answer to be yes, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is kind of how I feel about the introduction, is because the introduction summarizes the top five learnings of the whole book. And I think that is what's incredible, is that there is such incredible commonality that you can come up with a new central lens, because, you know, almost everybody says the same core things in their own unique way. You know, they just arrived to a very similar place.
Yeah.
And once you know it, you suddenly, it takes away the mystery of the 20 years of getting those answers. It's right there staring at you.
Love it. Love it. So the way, from my quickly flicking through, and I can only once and for the last time apologize that I actually haven't done it justice yet, but I wanted to get back to you. The one impression I had is that nobody actually had so many strands in parallel of the truly most amazing people. And nice people. I mean, some of them are just very nice people. From our generation, and looked at them. And if you compare that to, like, from good to great and crap like that, that is just a quantum leap. So here's how I would say, so of course we don't say it this way in the blurb, but here's what I would say, what I would offer for you to write, so I would have said it. What we have seen in the past are often, you know, like, think HBR, for instance, you know, where, you know, famous people do get to write a couple of pages, or in, like, from good to great, but we, of course, don't want to put anybody down individually, you know, pseudo interviews with mediocre people. However, here...
Yep.
For the first time, we actually have the real people, not by some random journalist who wants to make money on his book, but a person who's genuinely curious and part of the community in conversation. That's for me the exciting things. That's for me the exciting part, that you are part of them, part of us, as opposed to yet another journalist calling about, hey, David, what do you think about social data? That is a unique perspective. It's like you had I forgot actually. Do you have Esther in it?
Do I have who?
Esther Dyson.
She's not in the book.
Yeah,
I just tried to get her, but she never followed up.
Right.
Everybody else in the wish list, but I.
Yeah, no worries. So somebody else just.
Love to have her.
Somebody else just sent me something about Esther last night, and Esther is in a similar position, that she sometimes steps out and talks to other people and create something. A normal journalist, in all appreciation to the David Kirkpatricks, who just me, you know, WeChat, it's the new thing which is taking China. David Kirkpatrick WeChatted me this morning. Or whoever your favorite journalists are. They're great people. But they are not running companies like you do.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, so David's a good buddy, and he's also going to be writing a blurb. But it's exactly right, because David's looking from the outside with intrigue. He writes from intrigue, not from experience. I think that's a radical difference.
Right, and you can't communicate that. I mean, we all talk, you know, me about data, you about your stuff, to journalists a couple of times a week, but that is not the same as having experienced it and having done a couple of companies. So I think that point we want to get across in the blurb, that you're... German has a wonderful distinction with two words. One is Fenster, and the other one is Schaufenster. Do you know German? No.
I don't. Nope.
No. Okay, Fenster means window. And that's... And I can't do this in English. Schaufenster means... what do you call the thing in the shop where people put stuff in so other people can look at it through the window? Shopping...
Like a display or a
front thing. Front... Yeah, the front window of a shop. I will work...
Display window,
okay. You know, that's right. Okay. So most people, when they talk to others, they show the display window. I can tell you, I mean, Jeff, for instance, Jeff Bezos, one of a person is, when he talks to journalists, it's just display window. Versus, you are not even looking through the window. You're sitting in the same room with them.
Yep.
So if we can work that metaphor... you know, if you want, you can put the German words in parentheses to make it look authentic.
I get this down to like four sentences, so it'll be pretty compact. So
yes. Oh, sure. No, I know. Done with the creation phase, I hope that one of those will be useful. Spend 5 minutes, think about the other quotes, which I, of course, don't know. And... And then send me something, and before you go to bed, for sure. Assuming you are, you know, going to bed.
I'm going to put my 2-year-old to bed.
I need to go out.
I'm very grateful you called me from Shanghai.
I'm calling you from Shanghai. Of course. Of course I'm calling you from Shanghai. I would call you from the moon. Okay.
I'm very, very happy that the Amex thing worked out. I did follow up a little after, but
No big deal. No big deal. I will tell you when we have more time. I will tell you about the film I'm making. It's also a nice thing.
Cool.
So, David, I'm expecting just a couple of sentences from you, given, you know, the hundreds of pages of the book. That should be easy. And then what I will do is I will just quickly edit it to make sure that actually it's something which I'm comfy in. So please get this done before we go to bed tonight, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
awesome.
You'll hear me in a couple hours. Thanks, bud.
Okay. Just make sure you get something to me. I will get it back to you within a couple of hours.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.